Rubio, Cuban Marxist system wants to keep people poor because poor people are easier to control. By Jeff Poor on July 21, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, offered his thoughts on why Cuba continues to struggle in the wake of an outbreak of protests on the island nation. Rubio tied it to the failures of socialism and Marxism and an objective to control people. Partial transcript as follows. Rubio, well, first of all, Cuba is a failure because socialism doesn't work. Marxism doesn't work. Marxism is about power, and nothing to do with prosperity. It's about controlling people. A Marxist system wants to keep people poor, because poor people are easier to control. A Marxist system is about leveraging people, basically saying, you're not going to have food. You're not going to have medicine. You're not going to have any benefits unless you agree to do what we want. So that's the first thing. The second thing, it's a tyranny. Tyranny doesn't promote competence. The leaders of Cuba aren't just evil. They're incompetent people, because, in Cuba, you don't get promoted for being smart. You get promoted because you're loyal, because you're compliant, because you give in. The third is, they're liars. Marxism and socialism always has to lie. Fidel was a liar. And every one of them are liars. There is no U.S. embargo against the Cuban people. If a Cuban tonight wants to open up a Versailles in Cuba, they can, and we can sell them stuff. The only embargo is on the Cuban regime, because they own everything. Every business, every hotel, every restaurant, they own it. They own every single one of them. And what President Trump did is, he said, and the policies he put in place, it was very simple. If you're a private citizen of Cuba, you can open up a private business, and we can do trade with you. But we're not going to do trade with military-owned companies, because all that money goes into their pocket. So that's what's happening here. The people of Cuba, especially now that they have had access to the internet, they realize, they see how their cousins, their families are living outside of Cuba. You know, Cuban Americans are less than half of 1% of the United States population. They have been presidents and CEOs of major corporations, presidents of universities. They have been ambassadors. They have been members of the cabinet, successful in every field, entertainment, art. They even represent 3% of the United States Senate, even though we're half of 1% of the U.S. population, and that intelligence and that talent employ to rebuild that country. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.